We've already started, and the things that I think will be helpful is to have a more transit-oriented development. And you see this in Pike and Rose and the White Flint area. You see what we're doing now and we'll be continue to do in Wheaton and in Silver Spring. You see the same thing in Rockville. People want to live near where they work. They want to be able to go and shop without the utilization of the cars. That, to me, would be the most significant thing that we can do. The second thing is to make sure we have the jobs that are here. And this is why cybersecurity, biohealth technology is important, because they want to be able to work in those industries. And thirdly, we need to make sure that all of our laws related to social behavior and the kinds of activities young people are engaged in are something they're attracted to. So you need to do all three. You need to have the housing and development patterns. You need to have the jobs, and you need to have the social amenities that people want to respond to. And we're investing in all of those. We have now, through the various development stages in Montgomery County, somewhere in the neighborhood of 100,000 jobs. You know, people have questioned that, but it really is much more than 100,000. Even if you netted that out, you're going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 90 to 100,000, because you're talking, ideally, probably about 120,000, 130,000. So by the time you complete the process and go through it over a number of years, you very likely could come up with 100,000 jobs. And we are moving in areas like cybersecurity. And so those are the things that we have to do in order to make certain that we have the kind of lifestyles and the kind of entertainment, but more importantly, the jobs and, of course, the housing stock that young people want.